is in the southeast of England on the River Thames.
No.
There is a Ruska.
Did you just know that that's supposed to be? No.
Not the palace. Every day, a new guard of 30 guardsmen marches to the palace and takes the place of the old guard. This is one of the most popular sites for tourists in London. First, the band marches through the gates of the palace. The job of the police is to stop the tourists from following the guards. Then the rest of the new guard marches through the gates. The guardsmen wear a traditional uniform, a red coat and a black helmet. The helmet is called a bearskin and it's made of fur. London has many traditions, like the changing of the guard, and many sights for the tourists to see. Buckingham Palace is just one of them. If you follow the River Thames towards the sea, you'll come to Greenwich in South London. Here you can visit the Maritime Museum, a museum for ships and the sea. It was built in 1762 as a hospital for sailors. The sea has always been very important for Britain and for London because of trade. This old and beautiful ship is the Cutty Sark, a merchant ship that carried tea from China. She was the fastest merchant ship on the sea, and once she sailed from Australia to England in only 72 days. Today you see tourists on her decks, not sailors. You can get to Greenwich by bus or by train, but perhaps the best way is by boat. Many merchant ships sailed to London in the old days, but there were no proper docks for them until the end of the 1700s. St. Catherine's Dock was finished in 1828. In these buildings, traders brought ivory and marble, wine and spices from the east. Today, there are no merchant ships in St. Catherine's Dock, but it's a popular place for yachts and a museum for unusual boats. Very near St. Catherine's Dock is Tower Bridge. It opens when ships want to pass. The machinery for raising it is in the two towers. Once, a bus was in the middle of the bridge when it started to open, but the driver didn't stop. He drove on just in time. The ancient Tower of London is on the north bank of the Thames, next to Tower Bridge. It was started by William the Conqueror, who invaded Britain in 1066. He built the tower to impress and frighten the English. It has a long and cruel history. It was once the prison for enemies of the king. People say the ghosts of the men and women who died in the tower still walk here at night. There are many buildings here, but the most important is the White Tower, which is the oldest. Its walls are 30 meters high. There's also a jewel house, which contains the famous crown jewels. The men who guard the tower and the crown jewels are the warders, or beefeaters. They can tell you everything about its history. Their clothes are the uniform of Royal Guards of the year 1500. As well as beefeaters, other soldiers guard the tower. Guardsmen of a regiment of foot soldiers, the same regiment that guards Buckingham Palace, They have their own ceremony on Tower Green. Another regiment firing its guns. This happens on special occasions, like a royal birthday. Today, the tower no longer frightens Londoners, but the guns sometimes frighten visitors. St. Paul's Cathedral was built after the Great Fire of 1666. It stands in the heart of the city, the business centre of London. The architect was Sir Christopher Wren. It took him 35 years to finish St. Paul's. The cathedral is 110 metres high, broad to the top of the cross, and you can climb 127 steps up to the dome. Wren designed St. Paul's to give a feeling of space and light. He built more than 50 churches after the fire, but this is his masterpiece. Inside the dome is the Whispering Gallery. If you whisper close to the wall on one side of the dome, you can be heard on the other side. St. Paul's has seen many important occasions, like the royal wedding of 1981, when Prince Charles and Princess Diana were married. Famous people are buried here. Sir Christopher Wren himself is buried in the floor under the dome. St. Paul's Cathedral is an island of peace in the noise and activity of one of the biggest financial centres in the world. United Kingdom, the home of the British Parliament. The nation's leaders and the men and women who represent the British people meet and debate in the two Houses of Parliament, the House of Commons and the House of Lords. Next to Parliament is Westminster Abbey. Almost every coronation has happened here since William the Conqueror. And above Parliament rises London's famous clock tower, Big Ben. Its four white faces go north, south, east, and west. But Big Ben isn't really the name of the clock. It's the name of the bell inside the clock. They say that one of the best ways to see London is from the top of a bus. So let's leave Parliament Square and go along Whitehall. On your left is the headquarters of the Royal Horse Guards. And Trafalgar Square is straight ahead. In the middle of Trafalgar Square is Nelson's Column. This commemorates the sea victory of Admiral Lord Nelson at Trafalgar in 1805. Nelson spent his life looking over the sea, and his statue also looks over the sea, a sea of pigeons. These pigeons are probably the fattest in the world. They're popular with the tourists, but unpopular with the people who look after the buildings. One of these is the National Gallery, home of many famous paintings. A short bus ride away from Trafalgar Square is Piccadilly Circus, where Eros, the Greek god of love, stands at the heart of London's West End. London is proud of her many green and open spaces. Where the English countryside comes to the centre of the city. All the major parks were once royal gardens, but today they're here for everyone to enjoy.